GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney flew into the Dubuque airport and greeted a crowd of more than 2,000 people in a hangar behind a sign that read, "Real Change on Day One."
Well, three more days. Exactly right. Three more days. Yeah, it's true.
Appearing with Romney was his wife, Ann, and NASCAR legend Richard Petty, who offered a race car driver's perspective on the economy.
You know, we go all over the country, and we've been hurting as far as fans coming out because they don't have that little extra money to be able to do the things that they want to do.
Romney referenced the TV show Friday Night Lights. It features a fictional football team who he says faced long odds. Every time they'd leave the locker room for the field, they'd touch a sign that read, "Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose."
On Tuesday, Ann and I and Paul Ryan and Jana, we're counting on your clear eyes and your full hearts, because with the vote of the people of Iowa, we can't lose. Thank you so very much.
Rob and Alyssa Williams of Cedar Rapids attended the rally and say they're excited to vote for Romney. They feel his views on topics like abortion have evolved to align more with their Christian beliefs.
I think where he stands right now, we've prayed that we just ask that God would show us who he wants us to vote for, and we just in our hearts feel like Mitt Romney's the person.
Then that evening in Washington Park in Dubuque, it was President Obama's supporters' turn to cheer on their candidate.
Now, in Iowa, in 3 days, you have a choice to make.
Musician John Mellencamp was on hand and offered a revised version of his hit Pink Houses.
They said, "Barack, oh son, you're gonna be president. And it looks like to me he's got another 4 years to be president. Oh, but ain't that a bad one?"
The president told the crowd of about 5,000, he's not slowing down.
"I may be full of gray hair now, but I'm just as determined as I was 4 years ago. I'm not tired and I'm not weary. And I hope you are not either."
Voter Rebecca Nolan attended the rally for President Obama and said she's still determined.
"We're not always going to understand where he's coming from or what he's working with exactly, but you know that his integrity will always come through."
Both candidates will make one more stop in Iowa before Election Day. The president will be in Des Moines on Monday. Governor Romney also visits Des Moines later today. In Dubuque, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.